From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. While earthquakes may have jumped to the top of many Utahns' mind following this Wednesday's event, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, with governments trying to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus and COVID-19. More testing, more health orders, and more anxiety. But we'll try to get to the bottom of what you need to know and what you might have missed. To help me wrap up the week, I'm joined remotely by KUER's news editor, Ross Terrell. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Caroline. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, earthquakes and pandemics. We received the latest numbers from the Utah Health Department today on the disease. And what are you hearing?
You're right. We have. So the department has been holding daily briefings this week. And at the start of the week, we had 29 confirmed COVID-19 cases here in the state of Utah. But as of today, that number actually sits at 112. That's 102 residents and 10 visitors. That visitor number has been rather stagnant for a few days now, which you can't expect with the amount of flights that have been canceled and ski resorts closing. So there hasn't been too much of that interstate travel, and it's been discouraged by a lot of elected officials.
What about testing? How many people are we really looking at there?
Yeah, good point on the testing. So as we know, it's been kind of an issue getting these tests rolled out. We've heard shortage of the tests and shortage of the reagent, which is a chemical that extracts the RNA of COVID-19. But here in the state, there have been more than 2,100 people who have been tested. But keep in mind, those are just state lab numbers. Private labs, they have to report positive cases, but some haven't been reporting negative cases. So the sheer number of people that have been tested could be a lot higher.
This was also the first full week of school dismissal. Walk us through the week in education.
Yeah, now this week might look a lot different if you're a parent whose kids may have been kept home. But so far, what we've seen have been schools kind of setting up two times in the day to deliver breakfast and lunch. Parents can drive up to the school and get a meal for their kids. But also this week in higher education, a lot of universities and colleges called off their spring commencement. And that means for the senior class, it's very likely they won't get a chance to walk across the stage and get their diploma. And then for year-end standardized tests, those have been canceled. The state government or the state board of education canceled it here. The federal government called it off earlier today.
I want to point out another first. This will be the first weekend with a number of these health orders and restrictions on gatherings in place. Can you tell us a little bit what that might look like?
This might be the first time we actually see how COVID-19 is impacting social life. So there's been some confusion about health orders going out. So the state recommends that any gatherings over 10 not happen. Salt Lake County issued a health order that had that tied to some type of penalty. The governor has since said, no, repeal that. We're not looking to impose fines and penalty on people. These are just recommendations. So last weekend, you still have people out at bars. You still have restaurants offering dine-in service. That's all been axed. Now restaurants can only offer takeout. You can't have these gatherings. Cafeterias and grocery stores had to clear their seating areas. And the biggest thing here is to stop people who may be asymptomatic from spreading it to people who may be at a higher risk.
Let's zoom out a little bit and take a look just kind of at the big picture. What other things has the pandemic impacted?
Yeah, so we have the pandemic, we have the earthquake. There is an alcohol return policy for restaurants. They can return any alcohol they bought this month to get a refund. We're seeing the census kind of have to deal with this, which they weren't prepared for. And a lot of national parks saying, hey, visitors, don't come. It's time to shut it down.
And just to take us out here, Ross, it's been kind of heavy. Any good news that you have for us?
Yeah, good news. I got a couch. As many of you know, I just moved here a couple weeks ago. So if I am quarantined, I will do so with a comfortable place to sit.
Ross Terrell is our news editor here at KUER. Ross, so happy for you and your couch. We're all appreciating the little things.
Thank you. I appreciate it.